It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Episode 19, Season 2. Of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Got a lot of basketball to talk about. Got the college playoffs going on. It's the weekend of Tony.
It is. We'll talk You've about heard that of the summer of George. This weekend was the weekend of Tony.
But first, we're going to talk about number 19.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn, the best number 19.
Joe Montana.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was 19.
Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
So
Joe Montana wasn't at his best.
That's true. Tuttle from over in the corner says Joe Montana was a 16 when he was at his best.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah. And then here's one for Jeff being a Reds fan. How about Joey Votto?
Yeah.
Well, I guess. Apparently somebody in here loves Joey Votto and it's me. Yeah. So.
Well, we got a lot of good 19s in Unitas, Montana, Tony Gwynn.
I'd have to put Tony Gwynn one.
Ben McLaughlin.
Yeah, Ben McLaughlin in college. Yeah, a great outlaw athlete.
Yep. Tony Gwynn, I think that some guys have struck out more in a season than Tony Gwynn struck out in his career.
Yeah, which was, what, 20-plus years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And how amazing baseball player. Yep. Amazing contact hitter.
Yep.
Yeah, he really was. Starting off today, we're going to talk about Leopards. Leopards played three times last week. They beat Genoa 60-53 in a game, Tony, that we thought might go the other way.
Yeah, Genoa actually came in undefeated.
Yeah.
And our Leopards played really well that night, kind of built a lead and then hung on at the end. And it was a big win for the Leopards because Genoa's got a good basketball team.
They do, and it was a big win for the Leopards. Later on, the Leopards go to the Savage Classic on Friday and Saturday night and play Wright City and Broken Bow. And we talked about this a little bit.
Run into Case Lindley and Graydon Howe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They both great, but overall, the McCurtain County teams play really good basketball.
They do.
If you're not ready to play, they're fixing to wear you out.
Yeah. Mm. It was from the time we got in the gym, from the time we left, it was man to man. And it was in your face, man to man. It was I want to know what flavor of gum she or he's chewing, man to man.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and it was tough. It was,
they were quick
defense.
Games. They were,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They ran through. So
yeah, they were. And you know, so the Leopards dropped a couple of games in the Savage Classic to Wright City and Broken Bow, but no shame in either one of those. I don't think. I mean, you know, Case Lindley, great basketball player.
Wright City and Broken Bow are both going to win a lot of ball games.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
and both those teams, very good teams. No shame there. Got a lot of good experience that I think is going to help them down the road.
Yep.
Lady Leopards, they moved their record to 9-0 as they beat Genoa last week, 69-18. We didn't call that game on the radio, but I was keeping the stats. Genoa attempted two shots in the first half. I'm not talking about made. They attempted two shots.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stifling defense that the Lady Leopards put on Genoa.
We probably can't get this number unless we go back and watch the film. I want to know how many times they crossed the timeline in the first quarter.
I don't know. Not very many.
No.
Not very many. And then two wins over in the Savage Classic, first against Wright City, 71-36. Game probably closer than that score. We took, our pressure, and we talked about this on the radio broadcast, is relentless, and it wears a team down
over
time.
It's accumulative.
Yeah.
You know, you're breaking the press some early, and you're thinking, we're having some success, and then you're so ragged, and you're so, you know, I'd say anxious or stressed, you know, in the third or fourth quarter. That, I mean, they're just throwing the ball away. They're throwing the ball out of bounds with little pressure.
Yeah. You know, well, you just get physically worn out, but worse than that, you get mentally worn out.
Right.
Trying to deal with it.
We only led by 12 at halftime in that game and really pulled away in the second half.
Yeah, that's right. And then Broken Bow, who probably is – maybe the best team we faced this year.
I don't think, in my mind, there's no doubt about that. And I know over there they have aspirations that their girls are going to compete for a state championship. So that was a good test for the Lady Leopards. And they come out with a 54-43 win.
Yeah, and got to see something that we won't get to see over here.
Right.
Because of the shot clock. But the Lady Leopards come out in the beginning of the fourth quarter. Which, you know.
They got the ball.
Yeah, eight minutes ago they got the ball and they stalled the entire quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
they Broken Bow foul them because Broken Bow couldn't take the ball from them.
No, they could not take the ball from them. They just started shoving them and stuff.
Yeah, should have been intentional fouls called.
Yeah, I heard you guys going, okay.
Yeah. If you're going for the ball, that's one thing. If you're just grabbing somebody, you got to call that an intentional foul.
But I'm not sure, Tony, that we shot an actual shot in that game, in that quarter.
We may not have.
Yeah,
I bet you Coach Burgess.
You know, Emma Chambers, who was our Leopard player of the game that night, 11 out of 12 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Really carried us there and ended up with a 12-point victory, 11-point victory, excuse me. And, you know, a great win, I think, for the Lady Leopards. And this week they play at Falk Tuesday night. And then they go over to Antlers to play a bunch of teams we know nothing about, so we're not going to even talk about them.
Yeah.
Right now, we'll talk about them next week after we see them all. But
Is that like a coaching philosophy, unrelenting pressure and then stalling out at the end of the game? Or that doesn't really happen often. Huh?
Well, with the shot clock in Arkansas, you don't have the opportunity to do that. But, you know, we led by, I don't know, probably 8 points to start the fourth quarter. And I think Coach Burgess knew that they couldn't take the ball from us. And we ran 3 minutes off the clock before they decided we're going to have to foul to get the ball back. It was at the five-minute mark. We had ran 3 minutes off the clock just like that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it was something different and something fun to watch because you just don't get the opportunity to see that anymore, not in Arkansas.
Probably good practice, too, like keeping a ball away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for an entire quarter.
Yeah. And I think there's things that are going to happen with the, you know, that you can use that in limited time. Well, yeah, maybe this weekend, but in limited time in Arkansas with the shot clock because, you know, 2 minutes ago you're up 10. You may want to take that whole 35 seconds. Mm-hmm. You don't want to shoot, you know, like we usually do within 2 or 3 seconds.
Right. Yeah. Well, and even in situations where you're inside a minute and you can get a 2-for-1 or something like that by running some time off the clock.
Right.
I mean, I was really impressed with the Lady Leopards and them being able to hold the ball like that and you know, frustrating Broken Bow to the point where they just had to foul to get the ball back. Yeah. They had to give us foul shots to get the ball back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just interesting weekend. Lady Leopards come out 9-0. Good start to the season. And we'll see how they do this week over in Antlers, especially. I think that's going to be a good test for them too. Tony, who you got for the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week this week?
Well, I'm going to tell you, in the Broken Bow game, they had Woosley was her name, I believe, 6'1" girl. And Ellie Morphew was assigned to her, and she was assigned to Ellie, and Ellie got 10 rebounds in that game. And Ellie's not 6'1".
No.
Now, sometimes she plays like she's 6'1", but she's not. She got 10 rebounds in that game, got 19 for the week and 11 steals. Some of those steals were big down the stretch, and she's going to be our Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
It's a hustler.
Yeah. Oh, she's a hustler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a kind of a bouncer.
Yeah.
she gets physical.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep, so that pretty much covers the Leopards, so we can move on now.
All right, let's take a second to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8000. 1-800-387-3387 and schedule your appointment today. Also, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. 870-898-5181 is the number to call to schedule your appointment today. I was talking to my dad yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, potentially getting a new puppy or something like that in my future. And he was asking about the veterinary clinic around here. I said, hey, we got one option, and it's a fantastic option.
It's the option.
I haven't heard of anybody having a bad experience over there. Dr. Martin, great guy to have on your side during some tough times and also just routine times. It kind of runs the gamut. Like if it's got to be a tough situation that you have to bring your pet into, obviously Dr. Martin, a great guy to do that with. But then if you're just doing routine checkups, monthly or yearly type thing, then the whole staff, everybody's so nice. You know, you bring your dog in or your cat or whatever it is, they all know, remember them. You know, it's just a good experience, and it makes you feel real good, especially when you got to drop those little ones off and leave them, you know, say overnight, for example, for any kind of, you know, spay and neuter program thing that they might be doing, you know, which they've done it before for me, for my cats, and it was a pleasant experience, you know, in and out that day, no overnight, you know, really no crazy drugs, they weren't that loopy, you know, and it was an excellent job that they did. So, you know, I give them a glowing 5 stars, Greg.
Yeah, and I think everything they do, both in DeQueen and Ashdown, they do an excellent job at it. And so you can, you know, they've just got the entire Southwest Arkansas area covered for veterinary services.
Absolutely. And you can agree with everybody online, too. They've got glowing reviews across the board. Check out their Facebook page, DeQueen Animal Hospital and DeQueen Animal Hospital /Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Check out that Facebook page. Give it a like and a follow, and you can stay up to date on all the information they have there. Again, 870-642-8387 at Animal Hospital, 870-898-5181 for Ashdown.
That's right.
Great folks, and schedule your appointment today. Let's talk to Jim Cross about the Panthers.
Jim, good to hear from you this week.
Well, good to hear from you guys too, Greg. We got us a victory, so that's a good thing.
Always a good thing.
Yeah, the boys got their first victory in over a year and beat Foreman. And you should beat Foreman, obviously. But when you hadn't had a victory in a while, that was huge for the guys. Rodarius Norman had a good game. And I think we're going to go as far as he can take us. He's the big guy in the middle. And then the girls won as well. And LaKenya Williams, she had 32 points.
Wow.
So
she was kind of the leader last year, continuing that trend.
Yeah, she is. She's quick as lightning, and if her jump shot falls at all, I mean, she's so dominant because you can't hardly get in front of her. And if her jump shot's on at all, she is tough. And she's a senior, and so she's seen all the situations. And I look for her to have an all conference kind of year.
Well, you know, and back to Rodarius, Jim. You know, Rodarius is not. You know, the young man you look at and think, man, that kid's a great athlete. But he is a great athlete. He plays multiple sports, and he's good at all of them.
Yeah, he is. And I remember Coach McCaslin's saying that he's one of the best at leverage that he's ever seen. And he just kind of knows how to play the game. He's got really good footwork, you know, for a guy that his size. And his hands are pretty well as too. I mean, so He's like you say, you would not picture him being the basketball guy.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even in football, y'all didn't have a kicker. He goes out and kicks, and he definitely doesn't look like a kicker. So, no, I mean, he's just it seems like that he's a man of many talents.
He is, and he's a great kid too, a great young man, yes sir, no sir kind of guy. And he's an easy guy to root for.
That's awesome, man.
So did was the Monticello game in Monticello, or was it?
It was. It was pretty rough.
Well, that's a long ways to go to play a basketball game.
It is a long way to go. They're going to Washington Chapel Friday, So I decided to skip that trip. I'm not going to Watson Chapel.
You don't want to go to Watson Chapel, Jim? Come on.
Well, fellas, I'm from Pine Bluff, so that's, you know, I know all about Watson Chapel.
Yeah, I understand. Well, hey, getting the home game this week at Hope, which is basically a home game almost, is a good thing if you're going to do the radio this week. So
it is, and Coach Turner always does a good job putting me in a good spot. Right on the court side.
Oh, yeah. They set us up at Hope. You know, we were set up at Broken Bow this weekend, high in a corner, had to see over a bar, had to stand to call the game. And then you appreciate what they do at Hope, where they set up a table right beside the court for you, you know.
Yes, they do. Yeah, it's Coach Turner. He's good as gold.
Well, that's great. Anything else you want to talk about with the games last week or this week?
Well, I think it'll be interesting. I think the Hope game is going to tell us a little bit more who we are. You know, Hope lost a lot from last year, especially on their boys. Their boys were as talented as I've seen since I've been doing radio. But Isaac Love graduated, and I think the other young man, the point guard, graduated. So I think we'll be able to at least compete with them. And, I mean, win or lose, I'm kind of interested to see how the boys stack up. And even if we do lose, if you play with them, I think that says a lot for the conference coming up. And the girls, typically Hope's not that good in girls. And so I think we'll be pretty good, match up with them pretty well. But it'd be interesting to see. Because you need to start, you know, getting some victories here, because conference starts pretty soon.
Yeah, that's for sure. Who are you going with for your Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week this week, Jim?
Well, I think if I chose anybody but LaKenya Williams, y'all would have my head checked.
That's awesome.
I mean, I hadn't scored 32 points in my dreams, much less in the court.
I understand.
I'm not sure
that.
I scored 32 points in my whole basketball career combined from.
Yeah, I don't think I did either. I was the guy that the coach said, boy, he gives a lot of good effort.
Yeah. That's right. The coach, the guy that guarded the water tank at the end of the bench.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you so much, man. And Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week is going to be LaKenya Williams. She had 32 points in the victory over Foreman. And this week you're going to Hope, which those games will be on the radio. And then Friday night we'll be at Watson Chapel. So two away games this week for the Panthers and Lady Panthers.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to tell you a little bit more next week about kind of how we stand. Those will be two big games for us.
All right, brother. Well, we're looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, fellas.
You take care.
You guys have a good week.
You too.
Tony, we're going to talk about the Horatio Lions and Lady Lions now. The Lions, 1-4, they beat umpire 45-42, then lost to Cutter Morningstar. The Lady Lions are 4-2 overall.
Didn't he play for the Panthers, Cutter Morningstar? No, that's Cutter Dollarhide. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They also.
That's the kind of insight that we get. We get Tyler on a mic.
To offer. Yeah.
Lions lost to Cutter 72-15.
Yeah.
Lost to Eagletown also 70-35. So, you know, tough week. For them, beat umpire, though, got a win. Lady Lions, 4-2. They beat Eagletown convincingly 48-17. Beat umpire 74-18. But then they lost to Cutter 42-30. So, you know, 2-1 this week, good week.
4-2 overall.
Yeah, 4-2 overall for the Lady Lions. You know, they keep doing really well. This week they play Murfreesboro Tuesday and Spring Hill Friday, so they're into their conference schedule already.
Yeah, two home games, couple of good opportunities for the Lions and Lady Lions to make a statement.
Yep, that's right. And so, just talk a little bit, just for a minute, about who their Player of the Week was, the Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week, and that's going to be Zach Smith. Zach had
45 points last week.
There you go.
Pretty good week.
Yeah, 45 points for
Again,
Zach.
I don't think my cumulative basketball career saw 45 points.
Yeah, I understand that. And but congratulations to Zach and his efforts. He's going to be the line player of the week, sponsored by Horatio State Bank, and we appreciate them for all their sponsorships on our podcast, and congratulations to Zach, and look forward to seeing what happens with the Lions and Lady Lions this week as they enter conference play. Moving on, we're going to talk about the Foreman Gators for a minute. Foreman Gators now 1-7. They lost to Ashdown 64-43. They lost to Lafayette County 71-37, and they also lost to Caddo 71-61. Last week.
This was not in the Oklahoma tournament.
No.
No.
No, all this was just the Lafayette County was in a tournament. Caddo was a conference game, and Ashdown was just a regular schedule game.
Gotcha.
That they play, you know, just being close together. Lady Gators are now 0-7. They lost to Ashdown, as Jim Cross has talked about, 52-34. And then they lost to Caddo 37-32. So a close game there. Looks as a conference game. Looks like the Lady Gators are playing better. And you know, this week they're at Cutter on Tuesday and Murfreesboro at home on Friday. So, based on what we see from Cutter looking at Horatio, looks like that may be a tough go for the Gators and the Lady Gators. But then Murfreesboro comes to Foreman, so that gives them an opportunity for a home game and a good opportunity for a win there.
There you go.
Yep. So one more thing to do there. Who's the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week, Tony?
Mallory Abercrombie, and you'll probably hear her name a lot this year, 19 points versus Ashdown.
Mm. All right. So that takes care of Foreman and Horatio.
UA Casita, www.cccua.edu, 870-584-4471. However, you going to that website can do everything that you can possibly imagine in reference to UA Casita on that website. And if you're interested in their athletics department, of course, they have their own separate website at uacasitacolts.com.
One thing real quickly about that athletic department, the Casita Colts men's soccer team Monday night defeated the University Central Arkansas Bears 4-2.
Nice.
So big win for them.
No kidding, man.
I just want to give them a shout out. But you know, when you look at what they offer there, you know what? It's just about everything.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a 4-year degree, and you know that's fine, you can go to Casita the first 2 years. You can go to the University of Arkansas the last 2 years and pay the same per hour rate as you paid at Casita.
Absolutely.
And I mean, what a deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal. I'm in love with like their high school programs, mm-hmm. man. We knew two people recently who graduated high school with an associate's degree at UA Casita. They're offering college level courses that high school students can take even before graduating with their high school diploma. It's absolutely amazing. Adult education as well. It's never too late to get that GED. And
I gotta go see about that.
Yeah, exactly. The programs of study offered at UA Casita are immense, man. I mean, anything you can imagine. Again, just go to www.cccua.edu, and you will find a program of study that you should be interested in.
And not only that, you can sign up.
Yep.
You can pay.
You can do it all.
You can do it all there. Yeah. You know, and they've got scholarships.
Yeah.
Galore.
Yeah, Arkansas Academic Challenge, mm-hmm. Arkansas Future Grants, and other scholarships, LEO Dependence Scholarships, Military Dependence Scholarships, American Indian Scholarships, Single Parent Scholarships.
You know, that's a great thing, and we appreciate
UA Casita so much sponsoring the podcast, man. As a new sponsor especially, we appreciate them so much. www.cccua.edu.
And we're here with Jeff Tuttle to talk about all the Outlaw action from last week. Jeff, a lot of basketball over in Dirks.
Yeah, both senior high teams had a couple of outings, but there was basketball to be played every night last week with the junior tournament going on. But we'll focus with the senior high. What y'all needing from me?
I will just let you tell us whatever you want to tell us about what went on with Outlaws and Lady Outlaws last week.
Well, they hosted Cassatite River on Tuesday night, and they split. The Outlaws were defeated 71-46, and I was really impressed with that Cassatite River team. I mean, boy, they get after it. They hustle. I mean, they're not a real big team, but their guard play, I mean, knock down threes, play hard defense. I mean, they were...
Well, that's a typical Cassatite Eagle team.
Yeah.
I mean, we go up there, and they give us fits.
Yeah. Yep.
And Lady Outlaws defeated Cassatite River Lady Eagles 63-21. And, you know, y'all saw them play last year as well as me, and they've lost their two big girls on the inside. And
right.
You could tell it's a different ball game for them. And, you know, they've
kind of been a rebuilding mode.
Yeah, and they took on a pretty tough Lady Outlaw team, came out on the short end of it.
Lady Outlaw team, man, I don't know if I'd want to play – by the time they play together longer, as young as they are too, oh, I don't know if I'd want to play them at the end of the year.
No, they're playing – I mean, they're a really good basketball team.
Yeah, they're clicking right now. And, you know, they had said they thought the matchup against Mountain Pine on Friday night would be a good matchup. And, you know, as we get into that here, the Outlaws defeated Mountain Pine 53-49. And I had to be honest with y'all, because I'm an honest guy, I was having to watch it on Huddle because it was still football season for me. I went and watched some football Friday, but
yeah.
I kept up with it, had people updating the radio page, and, you know, both teams came out with wins. Two really good games. I really hated I missed them, to be honest, but they were at home too. And like I say, the Outlaws won 53-49. Lady Outlaws won 59-54, and that's going to be their closest game of the season, you know, so far.
Right.
You know, they do have a couple of losses, but with them winning, that's the closest anybody's been to them.
Right, you right. Know. Well, and so Mountain Pine was a good team then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what they were.
They had to be if Lady Outlaws only beat them by five.
Yes.
So, but hey, on the right track, two wins for the Lady Outlaws last week, 1-1 for the Outlaws. And they've got this week, they go to Caddo on Tuesday and to Cutter on Friday. From what we've seen from the other teams, looks like Cutter may be pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're going to be one of the favorites in our conference. You know, maybe boys and girls both. You know, they're going to be a tough matchup for a lot of teams, I think. So, you know, in Caddo, we always have trouble with Caddo. I know we went up there last year, and our senior girls were like, we were talking about this the other day, like 3 of 21 shooting, you know.
We never shot well there either. It's a tough place to play, and I don't know why their gym is so tough for opponents to shoot in, but it is.
Well, it's dark, for one thing.
It is a little dark.
Don't you think it's a little dark?
I just know it's hot up there.
It's, you know what? Every time I've ever been, it's been really cold outside, and then it's really hot in there.
That's right.
I've never been up there when it wasn't, like, you know, freezing.
You dress for the weather outside, and you
– Yeah.
People don't really want you to get down to your wife beater and stuff while you're in there calling.
You can't say that anymore, man.
You can't say wife beater?
I guess you can.
Tyler, edit that out if you will.
You want to say it one more time? You're going to get canceled.
Jeff, my bad.
So you're going to get canceled. Are they going to put a trophy up for you?
Undershirt and skivvies calling Caddo and Derek's.
Y'all want to go over some of these numbers that our players have?
Yeah, let's do that. I think we need to go move on. So,
oh, y'all got me. I'm blushing. Let's go back to the Cassatite River game. I mean, for the Outlaws, Gadberry was the leading scorer. You know, and my statistician, he had difficulty. It was his first night doing stats. We won't name his name, Coach Ernest.
the names have been changed to protect the kids.
We won't mention him. Coach Ernest had trouble with it, though. And so we're not sure.
He got down
toes.
The yardage he got, though.
Yeah.
He got all the yardage.
He was the leading receiver. You know,
where does kid coach Ernest?
And for the Lady Outlaws against Cosstock River, Miley Harrison led the way with 16, Addison Hill 15. She had around 10 rebounds, I know, because she pulls down a lot of rebounds. We, and by we, I mean he, didn't really keep up with rebounds. So not a lot of stats for that Cosstock River game. And then as we move on to Mountain Pine, you know, I'd reached out to the coaches. They told me Landon Young led the way for the Outlaws with 20 points. Gadberry had 15. And for the Lady Outlaws, Riley Simmons had 9 points and 7 assists. You know, assist, that's like half a point. They ought to give you half a point for those.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't, I'm telling you, it's overlooked.
It now,
I mean, coaches don't overlook it.
No, coaches don't.
But fans, they really overlook who made the nice pass. Greg and I, as many times as we can, we try to call who gets the assist on the radio.
Addison Hill led the way with 24 points and 11 rebounds. So, you know, on the week, she had around 40 points and, you know, 20-plus rebounds. I mean, that's a freshman, again, we're talking about, playing high school ball.
I know.
So, you know, it was a good week for several Outlaws, and, you know, we don't get to mention them all, but we will as the season goes on. They'll all get on here. But congratulations to the Lady Outlaws and the Senior Boys Outlaws. You know, like I say, they split, but a big week. And before we get off of Outlaws, I'd like to mention the Junior Lady Outlaws, who are the Steve Martin Invitational Junior Tournament champions. They defeated the Nashville Lady Scrapperettes, Junior Scrapperettes.
I saw that. It surprised me a little bit.
I don't think it surprised anybody from Derrick's. It did surprise some people from Nashville.
I bet.
I thought it'd be a good game. Now, in the boys' game, I think it turned around the other way, right?
Well, the Scrappers defeated Caddo Hills.
Yeah.
For the boys' title. So, good week of basketball in Outlaw land last week.
Yeah, a lot of basketball played, a lot of good wins for the Outlaws, the Lady Outlaws, the Junior Lady Outlaws, and even the Junior Outlaws, too.
Who's going to be your Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week?
I think we're going to go with Landon Young for the Outlaws.
Yeah, remember that guy.
Yeah,
he played really well against us.
We sure do. And congratulations to Landon on being the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week. We appreciate Todd Moore and Shelter Insurance for sponsoring the Outlaw Player of the Week this week. And now we're going to move on to the Cosstock River Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles, I believe one of the better boys teams in our area, 6-4 on the year, went 3-0 this week, beat Derrick 71-46, Kirby 64-61, and Falk 36-24. I'd like to know what happened in that game.
Me too. That's what I was going to say. That interests me when you look at the scores there.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, there was a shot clock, I'm assuming, unless they went over to Oklahoma to play that game.
Maybe that was the afternoon game in the Savage Classic.
Yeah. But they're scoring half as many points as they scored in the other two games.
Yeah. Falk must have done something different. I don't know.
I bet it was that Falk. What do you think, Jeff?
Never mind.
You think they played the Boggy Creek Monster played?
I was just wondering if anybody there was wearing wife beaters.
Hey, lay off the people from Falk. Greg and I go down there tomorrow night.
That's right. That's
dress right. Appropriately, guys.
Lady Eagles still winless on the year. Lost to Derrick 63-21, Kirby 37-33, and Falk 64-19. Like I say, the Lady Eagles are in rebuilding mode, and I'm sure that they'll be back soon enough. Both teams play Charleston at home on Tuesday. Charleston's got a good team. That's going to be a heck of a boys game, I believe, and that's going to be our DeQueen Motorsports games of the week this week with the Charleston traveling to Causatot for those games. They also play at Cedarville on Friday. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention real quickly about the DeQueen Motorsports.
Yes.
If you're looking for a zero-turn mower,
he's your guy. Freddie's your guy.
Yeah, he is. And go
he sold see, me one. I love it.
Yeah, and if you own a horse, all I'm telling you, go talk to Freddie about it before you buy a mower anywhere else. That's all I'm going to say right now, but we'll talk about more about it later.
If you own a horse?
If you own a horse and you're looking for a zero-turn mower, you've got to go see Freddie.
I don't own a horse.
I know you don't, but there are people that do that are looking for a zero-turn mower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this is an off-the-air story.
Yeah, well, I'm just not giving it all away right now. We will give more of it away as it goes on. But
a teaser.
Yeah.
You just throw a teaser.
Well, I can tell you there's a substantial discount if you own a horse. I will tell you that. On purchasing.
You think Ellie would let me borrow her horse?
You probably, but you've already got a mower, so you don't need one, right? Are you going to buy another?
What if you're a Derek Outlaw fan? I mean, we wear a lot of horse
stuff. Yeah, I don't think that's going to count.
Our Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week is going to be Landon Watkins. Congratulations, Landon.
Appreciate Union Bank of Mena, too. We appreciate all our sponsors.
We do.
And, guys, I think that pretty much covers all the high school sports, right?
It does.
We got it all covered. Anything you got, Jeff, before we move on? We got three things to do. We've got the Toe Thumper Lures Boys Player of the Week for the area.
It's going to be Zach Smith from Horatio. 45 points last week.
Had a good week. And the Horatio State Girls Player of the Week is?
Shaylin Lyle scored, 54 points?
56.
56 points in the
I think she had 61 overall.
Yeah, in the Savage Classic this weekend, she was unstoppable.
So did Noah shut her down?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just checking.
I think she was, yeah.
I think Coach Burgess shut her down in the game against Genoa.
He sat her down.
Yeah, he sat her down.
That's
right. Okay. But now we got the Atta Rose Designs Player of the Area for the week is going to be who, Jeff Tuttle?
Addison Hill.
Okay, and what are her stats for the week?
I knew you were going to ask me that. she had 39 points and 20-ish rebounds. I would say probably over 20.
Yeah.
You know.
That stat keeping's tough, isn't it?
And that's not counting steals. I mean, she gets steals. She leads the break.
One of the few freshmen to win this award.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
and it probably won't be her only time this year.
No,
that
is
no. She's a great player. She plays point, right?
She does. She can bring it up the court for us. I mean, whatever they need her to do.
Yeah, yeah. So great job by and congratulations to Addison Hill for being the Atta Rose Designs Player of the Area. Jeff Tuttle will give you a shirt and take a picture of you.
Yeah, and you can take it with Jeff if you like. But
yeah, you don't have to.
The shirt will have sleeves in it.
Yeah, it will have sleeves. It will have sleeves. That's right. So you know, we've talked about we finished up with the high school stuff. We teased a little bit about it being the weekend of Tony. Tony had a really great weekend when you look at all his teams. Did really good, and the teams that were against him all did really poorly. So that's doubling up, right?
Well, it all starts with Greg and I calling the Savage Classic over there. I've got my phone open. I don't have it open to the video. I could have. I've got ESPN Plus, but I knew that I'd be so distracted watching the Marshall game that I wouldn't be able to call the ball game. And I mean, it was very complicated to call the ball game anyway because we were looking over this bar. And
we're going to have to give him some lifts in his shoes.
Yes. So, and Marshall just kept pouring it on Louisiana. And that was at Louisiana. Beat him to death. Won the Sun Belt Conference. And a big win for the Herd. Then yesterday, the bowl games come out. And, you know, Marshall is not used to getting, I mean, when we're bowling every year, like 21 out of 25 years, but we're not used to getting bigger bowls. It comes out they're going to be in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport playing Army. And Army's 19 in the country. That's probably not a great draw for the Herd. I'm sure Army's not thrilled to play Marshall, but it's a great draw for me because it's 2 hours away, so I can go watch it. So we lost our coach and hired a coach in the same hour yesterday. And then the Steelers put it on the Browns, and I was able to do this to my dad. And
you better look and see what that means.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, you need to find out.
Okay, well, how about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, anyway, and then later on in the day, I get a text from Jacob Bunyard that Dave Parker goes in the Baseball Hall of Fame, probably my second favorite Pirate of all time. And it was just a great weekend.
I got
to see Greg.
Yeah, got to spend quality time with
That's
me.
Right. So instead of the summer of George, it was the weekend of Tony.
Dave Parker, number 39.
That's right.
You know, Green Bay, a little tough game against Detroit, but man, Detroit's good. I think Green Bay played well. It just, they got the unfortunate.
They're in the best conference in football.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so,
best division, I'm sorry.
I think when you see them in the playoffs, I think you're going to see a different team. Of course, one of their biggest advantages is playing at Lambeau.
There's going to have to be some upsets to get a game.
They'll be on the road.
Right,
I mean, they'll.
Yeah.
More, they're going on the road for playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, it is possible they could be a high wild card, and then there could be an upset in the wild card round, and maybe you could get a home game that way. But
yeah, highly unlikely.
Yes.
Highly unlikely, but still, I still think they're playing well. You know, it was kind of a good weekend for me, too. Razorbacks beat the Roadrunners in basketball. They also get what I would consider a better bowl game than I thought they would get. I think the matchup's a good matchup.
It is.
Before you mention that,
okay,
where did you say last week?
I hope they
don't go to.
I don't like it. I don't like it, but I'm not going. I don't like to go to the Liberty Bowl. That's why I said that.
You'd rather be in Shreveport?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, because, first of all, I would almost rather drive to New Orleans than I would to Memphis.
All right.
Memphis,
it's about
the
same drive.
Well, no, it's closer to Memphis, but I hate driving over there.
Yeah,
and then you get over there and the
Little Rock to Memphis on 30.
Yeah.
I try to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
And there might be some road construction somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there might be.
Sometimes there is. But if there's not, there's going to be trucks. I mean, I don't know. Everybody talks about, all this stuff with trucks and everything. There are more trucks on the road than there ever have been ever.
Yeah.
There really are. But anyway, just going over there is tough. But the matchup with Texas Tech, it's local. There's going to be a lot of people get to be there. I think it'll be a great deal. Now, the one problem that Arkansas is going to have is, are we going to have enough players left after portal losses and all that stuff to play a game?
Well, and Tech will probably experience something similar. But one of the things about drawing Army I was reading last night is they're not really affected by the transfer portal.
No.
So.
No.
I figure the herd is going to be a long night for the herd, but it's still great. Anytime I get to see them, I go. So.
Yeah. And Cowboys didn't lose.
Not yet,
because they hadn't played. but they will have played by the time this airs.
Yes,
but they hadn't lost yet. But
you want to make a prediction? So
do I.
People can make fun of you tomorrow when this.
Yeah,
when this,
the Cowboys are going to win tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to win.
That's
tonight.
What I wanted you to say.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, what would you say?
Huh?
Are you going to tell me Marshall's going to lose it in the bowl game?
Well, we'll pick them here probably next week, and it's going to be hard. It'd be hard to pick against them, but.
Yeah.
But it's.
You got to be realistic.
It ain't looking good.
No.
I think you're just trying to sucker me and you into picking it.
Yeah, I know.
For this whole pick 'em.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
But let's talk about who won that last year.
Yeah. Okay, who won on. What?
Moving on.
Yeah.
Who won
that's
what?
Enough of that. But all the playoffs are decided. Surprised?
Oregon got a terrible draw.
Yeah.
They got. I think of the four teams that got byes, Oregon probably has the biggest gripe. What do y'all think? They're going to get the winner of Tennessee and Ohio State,
which would be a great national championship game, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oregon was my pick several weeks ago. I told some people, I said, I think they're the team to beat. They made fun of me.
I think Boise got a great draw. The winner of SMU and Penn State. I'm not sure Penn State's that good. Indiana Notre Dame plays the Georgia, and the winner of Clemson Texas plays Arizona State. I think that what Greg and I talked about this some this weekend. I think that the college football playoff, whoever came up with these rules, are regretting the way the rules were written that Boise and Arizona State are both getting byes. But I think Boise deserves a bye. Boise lost one game this year to Oregon at Oregon by 3 points.
Yeah. Who else would you give a bye to?
Well, they would work it around where an independent like Notre Dame could get a bye, or probably Texas would claim that they deserve a bye, you know, with two SEC teams getting a bye.
Well, Sark's already said he thought they'd win it all.
Well, they're going to have to beat Georgia, probably, at some point.
Well, it looks like they're going to have to beat Oregon or Ohio State, the winner of that game first, right?
That's right.
So what do you think about, I think there was some question about SMU getting in.
I would have probably put Alabama in if it was me, if I'd had a – of course, nobody called me. My cell phone didn't ring, but I would have probably put Alabama in ahead of SMU.
I think SMU got in on the basis of how they finished that game against Clemson.
And I'm with Tony. You might have a case for a few other teams, but I love it. I love SMU getting in there.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, it doesn't hurt my feelings that Alabama didn't get in there.
I watched a little bit of that the other night on TV, not much. I was kind of busy, but I seen it, and I saw Eric Dickerson, Craig James on the sideline. People were paying them, just like the old days.
They're still paying Eric Dickerson and Craig James? Yeah. Yeah.
Dickerson had 2 carries for 7 yards.
There's a 30 for 30 about that whole thing at SMU that's really good. I think it's called the Pony Express.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm glad this is the way it's going to be decided. I mean, whoever comes out of this gauntlet is going to be deserving of a national championship.
Yeah, I think the thing about playing this many games is, the potential for some injuries that cause changes in who could actually win. You know, you saw Georgia's quarterback back, get hurt. Is he going to play anymore? Is he done? We don't know that yet.
Right.
For sure.
There's always teams that are not going to be happy when it was a 4-team playoff and now that it's a 12. And that's the teams that get left out. You know, that's the way it's going to always be.
Sure.
They're not happy.
Well, if you put 24 teams in, there'd be number 25.
That's right.
It doesn't really make any difference. So, I'm sure Alabama feels like they ought to be in there. But, if you get beat by Vanderbilt, I'm sorry.
Well, and Oklahoma this year.
Yeah.
You could make the argument that maybe South Carolina is more deserving than Alabama.
Yeah.
Especially the way they were playing at the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And what I'm interested to see out of all this is, I I'm an SEC fan, and I think that's the best conference in college football by far.
Agreed.
Now what we're gonna see is this year, especially, they beat each other up. So that lowered down, they're not number one. Georgia's still number two, got there, but we'll see. You've got Georgia, you've got Tennessee in there, and Texas, so that's probably more teams than anybody else has got. I don't know, maybe not.
Well, the Big Ten has 3.
They have 3 too.
Yeah,
and so we'll see how it goes because
they actually have 4.
Who?
Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, and Indiana.
You're right. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to see if we're really better than everybody else and we just beat each other up, or if we've dropped down some. Because, the losses that Georgia has, they're not 2 teams outside the conference.
Well, like one of the losses Tennessee has, if Tennessee runs this gauntlet and they're the national champions, does Arkansas get a claim to that?
That's right.
I mean, because we beat them.
That's right. We should be national champions, right? Yeah. So, and with a 6-7 record.
Well, and I think that you're going to see, for instance, SMU. There was a real shot hat they were in before they played in their conference championship game, and had they not been in this field, people's going to start making the argument. You're really not. Maybe you're better off not playing in your conference championship game if Alabama makes it by not. And SMU gets eliminated by playing in their championship game.
Yeah. But, I think this worked out the way it needed to work out this year.
Yeah.
I think SMU getting out, Alabama being left out is probably.
Now, the worst thing for SMU is that they go and lay an egg against Penn State.
That's right.
If Penn State just beats the dog out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. But I'm not.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. But so we pretty much covered the college football playoffs. We're going to talk more about that, and we're going to pick all the bowl games next week.
That always goes well.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, before they run us out of here, can I mention something?
Sure.
It's reported that Juan Soto is about to sign a contract worth nearly $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I mean,
is he signing with the Pirates?
Do the Pirates have $800 million to sign somebody?
I don't think so.
I mean, because the Reds don't. I mean, it's out of hand.
The Mets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, earlier it said the Dodgers. And then I saw last night where.
Well, I just wonder if they're going to structure it like they've been structuring some of these contracts where they're going to be paying him for the next 30 years or whatever. So
that's the only way they can.
Now, I kind of read something about that, and I'm wanting to say no. Like, he's got the option.
Show me the money.
He can option out in 5 years.
Wow.
You know, and then it's like $4 million a year raise. And I mean, I'm not going to sign anybody for $800 million and say in 5 years, if you're not happy, you can go. I realize they still.
That may have given them the edge in signing him, though. So,
yeah. Well, and I, you know, one of the things about it is, I mean, we can talk about contracts in professional sports all you want to. I mean, I don't think any of them are worth what they're getting paid.
That was just the newest one, so I thought I'd bring it up real quick.
You know, what's Dak Prescott getting paid a year? $60 million. Is that right?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, $60 million? 60?
I'll tell you whose value has dropped over the last month or so is Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's not going to be in that upper echelon paid quarterbacks now, I don't think, unless somebody's willing to overpay for him.
Yeah, I don't think they will either.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, and, you know, I don't think San Francisco will.
No, I don't think they will either.
No. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that, but you know, getting close, getting bowl season, getting close to NFL playoffs, not far off, 2 or 3 weeks. And looking forward to that. It's always a lot of fun.
I love bowl season.
Yeah, me too. You can watch football 24 hours a day. Yeah.
And don't be one of these people that get on social media and say there's too many bowls. If there's too much football on TV to you, turn it over.
Watch Hallmark.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Go to Peacock.
Watch some Christmas movies. Don't ruin all my football games that are going to be on TV over the next month.
Let those of us that want to lay around in our pajamas and wife beaters watch bowl games.
You're good. Okay. That is a personal opinion of Jeff Tuttle, not the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. That's right. Man, well, we had a good time today. Talked about a lot of basketball and playoffs and NFL, and looking forward to seeing what happens this next week. Got a lot of basketball going on now. Getting into that time of holiday tournaments, conferences heating up and getting started. So looking forward to all the basketball that we're going to be talking about next week. If I don't have anything else, you guys got anything else?
No, been a good week.
All right, see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.